Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight, the South African variant of coronavirus is found here in the U.S. and the concern that the more contagious strain could lead to a surge in cases. And this breaking news will go live to a deadly chemical leak at a food production plant. Multiple workers dead, many more injured after a liquid nitrogen leak at a plant in the poultry capital of the world.
These folks that came into work today did not have any idea of what would happen.
Why students nearby were told to shelter in place. Super strain, the new variant found for the first time in South Carolina. But the fear tonight that it's more widespread in the U.S. and the news about which vaccines could provide protection. The president's $2 trillion plan. Tonight, our interview with President Biden's chief of staff, who says the relief package isn't dead in the water. And what's being done to speed up vaccine distribution. The enemy within. Speaker Pelosi's extraordinary warning about violence in Congress and calls for a freshman member to be expelled after her old social media posts indicate support for executing prominent Democrats, including former President Obama. Californians hit with a fire hose of rain. Neighborhoods evacuated as levees break. GameStop chaos. The stock slides after trades are restricted. The market's wild ride. And this incredible story of quick-thinking nurses stuck in a snowstorm with several vaccine doses about to expire. Wait till you see what they did.
This is the CBS Evening News with Nora O'Donnell, reporting from the nation's capital.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us. We're going to begin with breaking news on two fronts tonight. As we come on the air, two cases of that highly contagious South African variant of coronavirus have now been found in the U.S., the first evidence that another dangerous mutation may already be spreading nationwide and could soon lead to a surge of new infections and deaths. The CDC says it discovered the cases in South Carolina in two people who haven't traveled and haven't interacted with each other. So scientists are now worried they were infected by others in their community who may be carrying the new variant and not even know it. There's also breaking news out of Georgia, where at least six people are dead and others in critical condition tonight after a refrigeration line broke, leaking liquid nitrogen into a food packing plant there. More than 100 workers were forced to flee the plant as it filled with what victims describe as a chemical fog, choking off oxygen and burning their skin, all of it in an area already hard hit by coronavirus. So we've got a lot of new reporting to get to tonight, including our interview with the new White House chief of staff. And our team of correspondents is standing by with all the news. CBS's Jesse Mitchell is going to lead off our coverage from the scene of that deadly accident in Gainesville, Georgia. Good evening, Jesse.
Nora, the deadly chemical leak at this plant sent shockwaves through the community, locking down a nearby school and highway as workers here ran for their lives. Chaos broke out shortly after 10 a.m. at this Gainesville poultry plant.
We got an active nitrogen leak, got multiple DOAs.
Officials say the liquid nitrogen leak killed six people and sent 12 to the hospital. Outside, shaken family members were looking for loved ones.
I'm just praying he's okay. It's just stressful to not know. And then he won't answer his phone.
Among those taken to the hospital, several firefighters responding to the scene. Investigators are still trying to determine the cause of the deadly leak.
What does happen from here in the investigation?
Well, there's a lot of steps to it right now, of course. It'll be a lengthy process. It's not something that's quick. It may take a while, especially with this type of facility.
Gainesville is home to the nation's largest chicken processing plants, which often rely on liquid nitrogen for refrigeration.
Just goes to show you how quick the blink of an eye it can change. Life can change dramatically. I just pray for the folks.
Eight people remain in the hospital tonight, including one firefighter. The sheriff is now working to notify the families of those victims. Nora.
All right, thank you. And more now on that breaking news about that highly transmissible COVID variant. It was only detected here in the United States today, but we're now learning the two South Carolina patients who had it were actually infected earlier this month. Here's CBS's Mola Lenghi.
Tonight, South Carolina's governor is telling residents not to panic after two cases of the highly contagious COVID strain first identified in South Africa were detected in the state. South Carolina now ranked second in the nation for new COVID cases per capita.
It's yet another reminder that the fight against this deadly virus is far from over.
Two adults with no recent travel history and no connection to each other tested positive for the variant in different parts of South Carolina. Former CDC Director Dr. Tom Frieden.
Here's the bottom line. The more uncontrolled spread of virus there is in this country or anywhere in the world, the more likely it is that strains will emerge and spread which are either more infectious or potentially even more lethal.
The race to get Americans vaccinated is growing more urgent each day. But tonight, reports that an additional dose can be squeezed out of Pfizer's vaccine vial are being tempered by a shortage in the special syringes needed to do it.
We're solving for problems as we go.
Pharmacist Jessica Daly is vice president of Premier, a healthcare company that streamlines medical supply purchases for thousands of hospitals and health systems.
Within the Pfizer vial, the expected number of doses is five, but if you have the right equipment, you're able to pull out a sixth dose. We're continuing to see challenges for our members in securing those specific supplies.
And now this. Researchers from the National Institutes of Health found that expectant mothers who experienced severe COVID symptoms had a higher risk for complications during and after pregnancy, including cesarean delivery and preterm birth. And we learned today nursing home deaths in New York may have been 50% higher than reported, according to an attorney general report. And the toll the pandemic continues to take on families was illustrated in this tweet by Phoenix-based surgeon Argavon Salas. The caption, here are the folks I've cared for with COVID who have died, big stack, and survived, little stack, in the last 2 months.
When we see statistics like 3,000 people have died or 4,000 people have died, honestly, I think at this point people are pretty numb to that. And I thought it might be helpful for people to see what happens when patients are in the ICU.
Incredibly powerful. And Mola Lenghi joins us now from New York City. So, Mola, what do we know about if these vaccines protect us against this new variant?
Well, Norma, pharmaceutical firm Novavax says their new vaccine works well, but has tested less effective against that new South African variant of the virus, which is essentially the same thing that pharmaceutical giants Pfizer and Moderna are saying about their respective vaccines. Nora.
Good information, Mola Lenghi. Thank you. The vaccine shortage is just one of multiple issues the Biden administration is trying to tackle during the pandemic. Well, today, the president took action to get health insurance for more Americans. We have more now from CBS's Nancy Cordes at the White House.
Obamacare was the focus today.
To undo the damage Trump has done.
President Biden announcing a special three-month enrollment period for the Affordable Care Act on healthcare.gov, starting in 2 weeks. Pandemic-related job losses have pushed the number of uninsured Americans who would qualify for coverage to an estimated 15 million people.
I'd like to terminate Obamacare, come up with a brand new, beautiful health care.
The Trump administration cut funding to promote healthcare.gov, which led to a drop in new enrollments.
More inaccessible, more expensive, and more difficult for people to qualify for either of those two items, the Affordable Care Act or Medicaid.
The Biden White House has touted its moves to boost weekly COVID vaccine supply by 16%. But that's still only enough to immunize 2% of U.S. adults each week.
Can you give the American people any hope that the vaccine supply is going to go much over 10 million doses a week for the next couple months?
We will all continue to push. But the issue is not just vaccine supply. A big issue is vaccinators and the capacity to have people who can put the vaccine into the arms of Americans.
The main issue is supply, isn't it?
It's one of the issues. We will be in a place by this summer where we will have enough supply for the public.
White House officials haven't said how avidly they're pursuing a strategy similar to the one that's now emerging in Europe, where pharmaceutical giants like Sanofi and Novartis are now stepping up to offer to produce vaccines that were developed by their rivals, like Pfizer. Nora?
Nancy Cordes, thank you. Joining us now is President Biden's chief of staff, Ron Klain. Ron, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me, Nora.
Let me ask you, how much power does the president have in order to increase the vaccine supply? Can he do anything?
Well, I think we're working closely with the vaccine companies to try to ramp up production. It's a slow process. We inherited a process that had some flaws in it. We're trying to fix them. Vaccine production is part of it, Nora. The other part is getting people to give the shots and getting the places where people can get the shots. FEMA is working with the Department of Defense to use 10,000 troops and open up 100 centers around the country to increase the availability of the vaccinations. But the production of the factories where the vaccine is made, that is a limiting factor that we're just going to have to continue to work through each week.
And this administration has repeatedly touted the Defense Production Act. Can you give me a specific example of how the act is being used?
We have used the Defense Production Act authority to order the production of special syringes that allow us to extract 6 doses out of a vial instead of 5. Those special syringes, by doing that, increase our supply by 20%. We're also using the Defense Production Act to speed up the production of N95 masks. Those are those special masks that give people extra protection that we think is going to be especially important as this new variant begins to spread in the country during March and beyond that.
Let's talk about schools. Why can't we get schools open?
The president wants to open as many schools as possible, as quickly as possible. It's important not just to open schools, but to keep them open. I think one of the most frustrating things to parents has been the yo-yoing of schools open, schools closed, because as the virus gets more strong, people close schools. So we want to open the schools with the safety gear so they can stay open even as this virus gets worse in some places.
The president's proposed $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill looks dead in the water. It's just too big. What parts of the plan are non-negotiable?
Well, Nora, I just disagree flatly. It's hardly dead in the water. I think it's gaining a lot of momentum on Capitol Hill. We've been here 7 days, and I think we've done more to advance a bill in 7 days than any administration in history. So I absolutely reject the dead in the water characterization, and I think we'll let the legislative process prove that.
But given that urgent need for COVID relief, why include something like a $15 federal minimum wage?
Well, Nora, as the president said when he was running for president, it's great that people bang pots and pans for essential workers. We shouldn't just praise them. We should pay them. There are people risking their lives right now to deliver groceries, to stock shelves, to deliver packages to people's houses. Those people, people working hard, putting their lives on the line, should be able to work for 40 hours a week and not be in poverty.
Ron Klain, the president's chief of staff, thank you so much.
Thanks, Nora. Appreciate it.
Well, today, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made an extraordinary statement saying more money is needed to protect members of Congress because of threats from an enemy within. And she made it very clear who she was talking about. CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports from the Capitol.
Tonight, growing outrage at newly elected Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. The noted conspiracy theorist and ardent Trump supporter from Georgia is facing calls to resign and a long-shot bid to expel her from Congress after a review of her social media found in 2018 and 19 she repeatedly indicated support for executing prominent Democrats, including Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Not only is the President of the United States inciting an insurrection, but keeps fanning the flame, endangering the security of members of Congress to the point that they're even concerned about members in the House of Representatives being a danger to them.
Separately, dozens of Green's House colleagues are now asking for more security.
We will probably need a supplemental for more security for members when the enemy is within the House of Representatives.
Why are you supporting red flag gun laws that attack our Second Amendment rights?
And controversy is swirling over this video of Green heckling Parkland school shooting survivor David Hogg. Green has called the shooting that killed 17 a false flag. Fred Guttenberg lost his daughter in the massacre.
And she's a depraved person. She serves no purpose being in Congress. The idea that she got elected is a stain on our nation.
But Green has no plans to resign, telling CBS News Democrats want to take me out because I represent the people. And they absolutely hate it. The uproar comes as Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy tries to end the Republican infighting since the impeachment vote. Today, meeting with former President Donald Trump, who pledged to help Republicans in 2022.
And Chris Van Cleve joins us now from the Capitol. So tell us about these additional security concerns there.
Well, Nora, the Capitol Police came out today and said they support the idea of permanent security fencing around the Capitol complex. And that doesn't necessarily sound controversial, but there are already some lawmakers saying they don't want the fences to stay. This, as CBS News has learned, at least 17 of the people arrested during the attack on the Capitol had ties to the U.S. military, and three others allegedly started plotting their role in the violence as far back as November. Nora?
That investigation is still ongoing. Chris Van Cleve, thank you. Tonight, deadly storms continue to pound the West. More than a foot of rain has drenched some areas, while the mountains have gotten 4 feet of snow. Mudslides have damaged dozens of homes, and powerful winds have knocked down trees and power lines. CBS's Carter Evans reports tonight from the storm zone.
Tonight, California is still getting slammed by an unrelenting storm. In the coastal city of Carmel, homes inundated by water overflowing from a nearby river. And there are mandatory evacuation orders as emergency crews race to stack sandbags. Just a few miles away, a massive cleanup after a mudslide struck dozens of homes.
You can see where they've excavated the road here, building a berm to protect the home over there that's already full of mud.
Jim Kuslin owns this home. His wife was one of two people sent to the hospital.
We have so much time to get the stuff out, and I'm trying to get tractors out and everything else.
Brian Garcia, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, surveyed the damage.
Only a couple of people were injured in that slide.
It's incredible that nobody died.
In Sacramento County, nearly 70-mile-per-hour wind gusts blew this barbecue into a pool and a trampoline into a tree. Crews are still restoring power to thousands of customers. And tonight there are blizzard warnings in the Sierra Nevada, where the storm is now dumping several feet of snow.
This wall of sandbags is essentially now protecting all of these homes against the Pacific Ocean. Neighbors tell me it was knee-deep here earlier today, and this storm is still on the move, with heavily populated Southern California bracing for the next hit. Nora?
Carter Evans, thank you. GameStop's wild ride on Wall Street took a few more sharp turns today when Robinhood and other online trading apps suddenly restricted trades in the stock. Well, GameStop shares lost 44% on the day, but after an uproar that includes a class action lawsuit, Robinhood said some restrictions will be lifted tomorrow. Small investors had pushed the stock price up by 1,600% in recent weeks, in part to punish hedge funds that had bet its price would sink. Today, Vice President Kamala Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, made his first official solo appearance, visiting a nonprofit here in Washington that helps feed the hungry. Emhoff also tweeted the news that Merriam-Webster has added second gentleman to the dictionary, saying, quote, "I might be the first, but I won't be the last." And bird watchers have been flocking to New York City's Central Park, hoping to catch a rare glimpse of a snowy owl. They're actually native to the Arctic tundra and migrate south during the winter. The last recorded sighting of a snowy owl in Central Park was in 1890. Tonight, a group of healthcare workers from Josephine County, Oregon, is being hailed for their quick thinking and dedication to public service during a snowstorm. So after a COVID vaccine clinic on Wednesday, the group got stuck on a snow-covered highway. They had several doses of COVID vaccine that were about to expire. But instead of letting them go to waste, the workers went car to car and offered COVID shots to others who were stuck on the road. Well, they gave out the last six doses right there on the highway. The county health director said it was one of the coolest operations he'd ever been a part of. Good for them. On tomorrow's CBS Evening News, Steve Hartman's on the road with the story of what made this high five among friends so special. And if you can't watch us live, don't forget to set your DVR so you can watch us later. That is tonight's edition of the CBS Evening News. Stay positive, test negative. I'm Nora O'Donnell in the nation's capital, and we'll see you right back here tomorrow. Good night.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.